I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
...and knows if you have medical issues. Also, make sure everyone in your house knows how to text. Check backup batteries for all your phones and fully charged cell phones, batteries, and rechargers. Sign up to receive mobile phone alerts. Backup and print out important personal data. You might buy a battery-operated, solar-powered, or hand-cranked radio or portable TV to monitor news. Start preparing today. For more info, go to fcc.gov/emergency.
Imagine feeling the freedom of 20/20 vision without the hassle of foggy glasses and contacts. Well, thanks to the LASIK Vision Institute, that freedom could be yours. If you want LASIK, then the LASIK Vision Institute has officially taken away everything standing in your way. At the LASIK Vision Institute, we're now offering 20% off LASIK with our latest Wavelight laser when treated in March. Go to LASIK.com to see this offer and see if LASIK is right for you. Plus, LASIK has never been more convenient. The procedure typically only takes 15 minutes, and most patients can get back to work the next day. The LASIK Vision Institute offers the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology, and our expert medical teams have performed over 1.3 million procedures. Go to LASIK.com today to schedule your free consultation and start feeling the freedom of better vision. That's LASIK.com. Individual results vary. Must mention this promotion and be treated in March 2021 to qualify. 20% off standard price of Wavelight procedure. Go to LASIK.com for details.
We're brothers. We're happy and we're singing and we're...
It's Jason and John on Memphis' sports station, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Who that? Who that? Who that? Man, this what you been waiting for. I mean, the game was all bad just a week ago. Rappers was listening, I ain't hating, though, because now I'm getting hot enough to even want to stay at home. And she can't tell the difference. I've been through hell conditions, wishing for air conditioning, feeling God was never listening. Now I'm on television. And did I fail to mention? Your girl is hot, a missionary, boy, you failed the mission. Speaking of positions, just witness how I elevated. Real if you celebrated, finger poke whoever hated. My life accelerated, but had to wait my turn. Then I redecorated. That mean my tables turn. Live life, might as well. Only way to learn is try and fail. Clients are the only way to earn. So if you're selling, or if you're selling rap, make sure it's mean so the fiends keep on selling back. Who that? Who that? That got that flame. Who that? Who that? That got that flame. Who that? Who that? That got that flame. So don't worry about, don't worry about my name. I got a flame.
All right, rolling with Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN. Welcome to the first day of March. Going to be a lot of basketball to talk about this month.
We got plenty of basketball to talk about
from over the weekend. How dare you interrupt me this quickly in my open?
Did you say it's March?
March 1st. Oh, didn't you hear Brad clapping for it?
How is that possible?
Let's get another one, Brad. We've made it through January and February of 2021. Does feel like it's moving pretty quickly, doesn't it?
Yes.
That's your point?
Yes.
You interrupted me to make that point.
Yes.
Well, we all get it. Can we move on with it now, John? Because I've got my part and you've got yours, and yours comes a little later.
Sometimes you cut into mine, and I'm just returning the favor.
It's March.
It is March. And I tell you what, Hoop City coming off a big Sunday. Was it not? Gentlemen, talk about feeling good. And we get these occasionally. We're both of the teams that we care about most in terms of basketball in this city. The Memphis Grizzlies and the Memphis Tigers get a win on the same day. Now, one of them was a little bit more convincing, certainly, going away. The Houston Rockets. My gosh. 133-84. Grizzlies were dancing all over those fools' heads to the point it had John Martin in here dancing this morning. You know the other reason why John Martin was dancing? Because that man, Boogie Ellis.
Oh, yeah!
And I'll tell you what, super important for the Tigers in the second half of their first win at Cincinnati since John Calipari was coaching.
Unbelievable.
It's a true statement. John, where were you then? Saw you tweeting about it. You went viral.
I did go viral.
Where were you in 07 when they last won at Cincy?
Before I get into all of that, I just want to thank all the followers, you know, who engage day in and day out.
You don't need to do that, fool.
It means a lot to me. It's a blessing.
What'd you get, like 300 likes? You acting like you went to sit in to the thousands.
460. You know, so let's look at what you did. You know, you want to talk about
John sounded like the dude that hit the punch machine, the one that hit it the hardest when he said, what'd you hit it with? It 460.
I put 460 on it. What are you referring to?
No, John, in a what was a great tweet.
Amazing tweet.
To point
I didn't
out
see the tweet,
to
I'm
commemorate,
sorry.
Right, the last time that the Tigers had won at Cincy, point out 07-08. Mm-hmm. Where were you in December of 07?
Oh, okay.
I mean, you have to go way back.
I was a junior at White Station High School.
Yep.
The number one song on the Billboard charts was No One by Alicia Keys.
See, I didn't remember that.
Yes, exactly.
No One.
Which also applies to...
You were going
to
let me keep on going.
I love that song.
That's also the answer to Houston, to who Houston is going to play this week. No One, No One, No One.
You are getting better and better at this.
It's giving away. Penny Hardaway, who coaches Memphis.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
In December 2007, was a member of the Miami Heat. So just to give
How about
you,
that? Well, I think that's the one that hit me the hardest, yeah. John.
I think
let me go ahead and put a like on that thing.
Thank you.
Help you out.
I better too. I'll do.
I can tell when you're bitter about my success because you ignore it. That's
you're right. Right.
I know when you're happy.
You're like what everybody else liked and retweeted this thing. Why didn't Jason? Must be hating.
No, I know how you think. You're like, oh well, he don't need my retweet. You know, he's already got all these.
Oh, I did. Okay.
You know, but it's special. It's a different kind of retweet.
I put a
when
like
it comes
on it,
from
fool.
Your partner, man. You know, it does not earn a retweet. That's okay. No problem. We'll work to earn your retweet later in the week.
Fine.
I'm strong armed. We got a lot to get to on the show today. We're going to be joined by Jason Fitz, 12:25. We'll talk to him about college basketball. My Big Ten team continues to roll. Happy for them. Happy for their success.
They may be the second best team in the country.
Thank you. Thank you.
Based on what we saw.
Can
Baylor.
We get a little respect around here?
I don't know if we need to talk about it for
respect.
3 hours, but they may be.
I already know you ain't going to give them no respect, Burger. That's okay.
They already got one last week. Fool.
Well,
what else you want?
Keep giving them.
They don't need one every week.
Oh, if they were
we're trying to feed everybody. That's worthy.
I tell you this right now.
You don't see me giving Gonzaga one each week.
No, that's right. If Michigan – I'm going to say this, though, and I'm going to say this one time, Brad, and we're going to move on.
Please.
Please don't cancel me. But if Michigan was a black defensive coordinator, they would get a respect burger every damn week.
Respect.
The only black defensive coordinator. No, you're right. I think I did give out two. One to Leslie Frazier.
John.
Yes.
As well as
John.
Tom
Bowles.
You got to do better.
As he sips his coat.
Well, I like handing out respect burgers to black folks.
That's okay.
Because what you like is to employ white folks.
Yep.
And I like to feed and highlight the accomplishments of black folks.
Well,
and I think, John, it's what gives us great balance.
That's right.
While you work for Mark Turgeon, I work for folks like Isaac Brown, Todd Bowles.
That's right.
Leslie Frazier.
Good for you.
Isaac Brown.
And I'm proud of it.
Yeah, Isaac Brown got his deal done. 5
Isaac
years.
Brown
looked
is
to
the
me like you came
Wichita
over to my
State
side of the tracks on that one, John.
Well, and we may need to
Let's
play.
Let's save this because I got rundown for that. What are you hitting on everything too early here.
I'm sorry. I'm blowing my load. I apologize.
Yes, you whatever. Phrasing. Watch
So we're going to be joined by Jason Fitz. We'll talk to him at 12:25 about all of that and more. Memphis basketball, his thoughts on Kelvin Sampson running from the Tigers. Lots more to come with him.
I mean, he is running.
12:25. Then at 1:25, the man, the myth, the legend, the great Keyshawn Johnson is going to hop on the show. From KJ&Z, longtime NFL receiver. We'll talk to him about sort of what's going on in the NFL, the futures of Deshaun Watson, the futures of Russell Wilson and J.J. Watt and, you know, other big-time free agents or trade candidates.
Last time we talked to him, he was high on the Falcons.
And that's right.
In the NFC South.
Now, we will chalk that up to being at the end of a long radio.
I think that's what we did.
You know, day, right? It was a radio marathon for him. And he was probably saying things at that time he didn't mean. But the Falcons
it was like
awful.
A Saints-Tampa Bay type question, and it was a...
Yes.
But the Falcons.
But you got to watch out for those Falcons. Yeah. They're
anyway,
pesky.
That was beginning of the season. We've moved on. Yes. We'll ask about 2021.
Yes. So Keyshawn's going to join us at 1:25. And then, of course, you've got some respect burgers. It is Monday. You're going to hand those out. I can't wait to hear.
May give one to a black coordinator, John. No, you won't like that.
Well, we know. We expect that on this show. So that is totally fine by us. But we do have a big show planned for your day. Looking forward to it. But Listen, couple different outcomes yesterday that we need to get to.
Good outcomes.
The Memphis Grizzlies. Oh, wait, we have a cue. We have a question of the day. We have to do a question of the day.
Oh, yes. You can lay it out, yes, for the people.
Now, it's time for 92.9's Jason and John Show. Question of the day.
I did mention dancing earlier. Yeah. Sort of gave you the perfect hole to come through right there.
Yes. Yeah. So here's the deal. On TikTok, there's this new trend that I've noticed that I will never try to recreate. But basically what these kids are doing now is they are doing the Michael Jackson standing on the toe. Mm-hmm. Right to the song "Bad" that we played earlier in the segment, and so the question is, what dance move have you always wanted to pull off,
master,
that you can? That's the question of the day today. Well, what dance
we've all
move
got one.
Would you what did you always want to master, but you just simply could not?
What there dance are so many. Move would you have wanted to master, but you never got there?
What dance move you always want to master, never got there,
exactly.
never got it done.
Exactly. You know, I think
but
that's,
never could. Yes.
Exactly.
That's as succinctly phrased as you can put it, BC.
So,
and that's going to hit the people.
Yeah, so we'll get into that a little bit later in the show as the responses come in. But we certainly were in a dancing mood yesterday.
Exactly.
We were in a dancing mood yesterday. It was a great day in Hoop City, as you said, as the Memphis Grizzlies absolutely just destroy everything the Houston Rockets stand for.
Largest deficit in franchise history, right? Or biggest margin of victory, I should put it.
I mean, that felt like it was history we were watching.
At what point do you stop shooting threes because you're so bad at it?
I mean, that was like, wow.
Were they less than 9%, I think, the
yeah,
Rockets
yeah, like
shot.
The worst in history.
Like,
yeah,
I isn't can't that a deal where they're like, you know, with the situation they're in now, especially without Christian Wood, like we saw a Rockets team. Christian Wood got hurt against the Grizzlies. Remember that? The Rockets won that game. That was a different Rockets team at a different time. Feels like last season. But this one, without Wood, without they look like a ship going nowhere. And didn't that kind of sort of feel like it? What it was that you are the league's punching bag right now,
yep.
And Memphis got its chance to get a couple of haymakers off this weekend on Sunday. Did you feel sorry for Houston?
Absolutely
that's the NBA.
Absolutely not.
Nobody feels sorry for the Grizzlies with the one in that spot. So you get what you get and you move on.
Yep. So it was historic to watch the Grizzlies absolutely kill the Houston Rockets last night.
The bench alone killed them. We'll get to that.
Yeah. But then also, and I think sort of the more important and more meaningful victory yesterday was what happened in Cincinnati at Fifth Third Arena. Some bad news before the game when we learned that Alex Lomax was in a boot. We learned that Alex Lomax had sustained an ankle injury there in practice. And, I mean, just on its own, right, they won the game yesterday. They pulled it out, got very hairy there for a minute at the end. But long-term, I don't know how you don't have concerns with Alo in a boot. That does not typically suggest a quick return if a guy's in a boot. You know, anything can happen. I'm sure if Alo can play, he will play. But that was some sobering news before the game began. But then the game began, and Memphis looked a lot more like the team that we saw heading into the COVID pause mm-hmm. than the one emerging from it against Tulane. I mean, they just looked a little bit, more in sync. Shots were falling. I mean, they started the game with, what, 2 threes there?
Mm-hmm.
You know, you got Boogie Ellis playing his best basketball of the season, it feels like. DeAndre Williams continuing to sort of do what he's done all year long, provide that leadership, the small things that equal winning. And Memphis does what they have not been able to do since I was a junior in high school. You were covering a volleyball meet. And, Brad, where were you in 2007-08?
I was the program director of 94-1.
December of 2007.
Yeah, 94.1 KQK, I believe.
KQK, which, to put it in perspective, is no longer on the air. That's how long it's been.
I was living here in Memphis. I had just gotten married in 2007.
There you go. So that's how long it's been for Memphis since they were able to go up to Cincinnati and get the win. And also, I do have a little bit of trivia for you, Jason. Two of Memphis's three Final Four seasons did include a win at Cincinnati.
Stop.
Yes, it's true. And
let Memphis get back to the tournament first. That's cute, though.
And the first one in 72-73, right?
Mm-hmm.
I don't believe they played at Cincinnati. So, in two of their when they played Cincinnati at Cincinnati, they made the Final Four.
So you're trying to connect some dots here?
Yes.
All right, let's get back to the tournament first. That's going to include having to knock off South Florida first and then beating Houston first. And before we get too far ahead of ourselves with that, look, that news on Lomax, I thought had the potential to derail Memphis before the game. I'll be real honest with you.
Yep.
I didn't think with the way this team had taken care of the ball this season that if you took Lomax out of the equation, and look, I think he played
29 minutes last game. I mean, he's out on the floor. Coming off the bench, obviously he'd become sort of the heartbeat right now of that team. When you announced before he's not going to play in the game, got the boot on, maybe missed the rest of the regular season, sounds like, if you listen to Malcolm Dandridge on the post game. Either way, you think about that Cincinnati team that had Slick been playing well coming out of COVID pause. I know it's losing parts.
That's right.
And lost David DeJulius, their third leading scorer, for top assist man, but they had been playing well. I think it was 6 of 7 coming out of the COVID pause for Cincy. Brandon trying to get him back on track. Then you're there where you haven't won, and you're thinking to yourself, well, if anything, maybe even more so, John, than who's going to be the primary ball handler, who's going to lead, right? Who's going to lead this team that on given night, it's sort of been a different person. And you saw in five guys stepping up in double figures, and I got to hand it to your man Boogie, who had 14 of those 17 in the second half. In a game
Our client stock is rising.
In a game where, we need him to do it consistently, John.
Well, we're working on that.
Can you imagine where they'd be if Boogie did that every night?
Well, he did it against St. Mary's to start the season. He was the difference between a win and a loss.
Did it against Mississippi Valley State.
Yep.
But my point was, he's been up and down all season long.
For sure.
They are really good when Boogie Ellis is giving you 15 or more,
or
hitting three or four threes.
In fairness to Boogie, though, there's really been no consistency with his minutes.
Well, you wonder how much of that is he's not doing what Penny Hardaway wants him to do at points.
Okay.
It's easy for us on the surface to say, okay, well, he only played 1 minute in the second half. What happened? Did he do something Penny said don't do? Now you're getting here's the lesson.
Yeah, we can argue for 3 hours about that.
We're not going to do that. The point is, when Boogie is good, usually this team is good.
That's right.
They found ways to win him. That wasn't necessary on Sunday. He was good. You were good. You won without Alex Lomax, in large part because he had 17 points, was 4 of 8 from three on a day where most of the team is struggling from three. That was important. Landers Nolly, 14 points. Important. 4 rebounds to go with it. Malcolm Dandridge, I thought, was really a guy, especially I point out in the second half especially, but the 14 points were key. And if you put it together with Musa Cisse, it was their sort of effectiveness, their willingness to be physical against a Cincinnati team that's normally trying to do that to you up there, right, that had you in that game and in control of that game for most of the way almost to the end. So you have to give Dandridge a shout-out for the 14 points. Musa, good for the time he was in, 11 points, 7 rebounds, effective. But I got to leader. You didn't like Musa's minutes.
We'll get back to that.
You can pick at this later on.
Okay.
Like the picking shouldn't start at the beginning.
Okay.
The picking at a win should start at the end.
Well, we're trying to make a tournament here.
But clearly, and I'm trying to make a point, clearly the leader was at DeAndre Williams, who maybe have not had the numbers of all those guys offensively, but he was the playmaker.
Yep.
He was the emotional leader, and clearly 10 points, 7 rebounds, 10 assists, he was the guy in sort of the center of making sure that offense was flowing. You saw him even put on the jog goggles at one point. He's running pick and roll with guys, and so DeAndre Williams key for them in that game. Look, at a time you had to win against a Cincinnati team, yes, shorthanded, but they've been playing well without Alex Lomax. You went in there and got the victory. Another key, what'd you go, 7 of 8 from the free throw line down the stretch?
Ball and Boogie both stepping in the free throw line and knocking down those free throws. They went 4 of 4, right? They made all four of those big-time free
throws. I think Williams was the only one that missed one of the big
ones. Yeah, he missed the front end.
DeAndre, Boogie, and Damian Munns had the 7 of 8 from the free throw line inside the final 20 seconds.
But I think that's a good point that you made.
They're usually missing those, this team.
Don't overlook, because when Damian Ball stepped to the free throw line, they were only up 2.
Correct. Those were major important free throws down the stretch. Could have blown that game.
And he drilled them. And then Boogie had an opportunity there to extend the lead to 4. He sealed the game.
I think it goes back to you were able to do that without Alex Lomax.
That's right.
Whether it was throwing the ball in, which Memphis had trouble with there at the end, right, or stepping up the free, you were going to have to do it with Lomax. You got it done at the free throw line and just barely got it done in terms of getting the ball. Did you see how much tougher it was to get it in batter? Because he's typically your guy, right? You're trying to get it to at the end of games because you know he's going to knock down the free throws, right? He's not going to catch it when you're getting pressed in the corner. He's going to be on the move. He was not there, and you were still able to pull it out. So good sign for Memphis. Again, this thing was not perfect.
No,
there's plenty we can pick apart all day long.
Yes.
But the point in college basketball at this point is the winners are the guys that can just find a way.
Right.
And Memphis was able to find a way in a place it had not been able to find a way back since 07.
Yeah, I mean,
so you give them the credit first before you start picking apart the minutes and all that kind of stuff. And I realize there can be some gripes.
Yes. No, that's the most important.
This team's on a roll. They've won 8 of 9.
That's exactly right. They go on the road to a place. It becomes a psychological thing at some point when you haven't won at a place in 13 years, in 14 years. You know, I mean, it becomes like You cannot do it. You cannot overcome fans, no fans, whatever. Just this team.
They can get in your head.
Yeah, and so I know people were tweeting me and they were saying, well, it doesn't count because they weren't fans. I mean, I understand that point, and it is different. It is totally different. But you can't.
Yeah, and this ain't Mick Cronin or Bob Huggins, Cincinnati.
No, it's definitely not. But look, you still have to go up there and do it. And they did it for the first time since December 2007. And so they deserve credit for that. And it's look, they went from Cincinnati right on down to Tampa. They didn't even come back to Memphis. They play again tomorrow against South Florida. There is no rest for the weary.
A team that, unlike Cincinnati, is unraveling at this point.
Yes. What Memphis is going to have to do is as tough a road to the tournament as anybody in college basketball, right? Because they have to go. They had to win yesterday at a place they don't typically win at. They got to go on the road at South Florida. Then they got to go to Houston. And that's it. I mean, they're on the road three straight games to end their season, and they have to win every single one of them. That's how Memphis gets an at-large berth. Now, you know, we'll see what happens in the conference tournament. Obviously, if you win it, you're in, but you don't want to be in a situation where you have to win the conference tournament to get in. You would like to have a little bit of insurance, and Memphis can get that by beating Houston most likely at the end of the year. But that's what you're going to have to – wins like that, gutting that win out, right? The way that Memphis, even as it looked like they were coming undone in the final minute of that game, they still – went to the free throw line, sank the shots when they had to. That's what you're going to have to do. They're going to have to play perfect basketball, quite honestly, at least against Houston. South Florida, a different story. But that they're going to have to sort of channel that and do it for 40 minutes.
Remember, there was a time this season where when we were very critical of this team because they were coming apart.
That's right.
Down the stretch because they didn't know who the leader was, or at that point, Alo not playing well enough to be that guy down the stretch. Remember, he had to do it against South Florida? But remember those Tulsa games down the stretch, Auburn, where you missed so many free throws. You guys understand, it represents growth. And I realize we can say, okay, no fans at Cincy.
Yeah.
They're shorthanded, only had the eight guys. But again, you've got to do it against a team that is playing better and has to play better under Brandon. A Memphis team that earlier this season down the stretch wouldn't have made the right plays, and it got shaky there. But you realize, you see why when they don't have Lomax. They made the right plays, hit the free throws that matter. That's growth. And so the one area where Memphis has been consistent all year long has been defensively. And then again, Sunday, where offensively you weren't, let's be real, you didn't blow it out of the water. You shot 43%, right? You didn't 27% from three. You didn't blow it out, but you had five guys in double figures. It was spread out, and there at the end, when you had to make the plays and hit the free throws, you did. That's growth from the Memphis team that we saw earlier this season. And certainly the fact that they could do it without Alex Lomax.
No doubt.
Represents growth. You hope they can continue it again, take care of business against the South Florida team on Tuesday. And using this sort of – I mean, you heard Penny after the game. They're hot.
They are mad, and they should be.
They're hot about what Houston did. Penny's yep. hot about it. Those players are hot about it, and hopefully it's fuel for them. The problem is, though, John, is, sure, South Florida, I believe this team, the growth it's shown, probably can win against a reeling team, even on the road, without Alex Lomax. Here's the issue. That goes to Houston, and you heard Dandridge sort of say, man, if we don't have them three games or sort of whatever the comment was, going to be tough if we don't have them the rest of the way.
Yep.
Going to be a lot tougher to go into Houston, right, and win without an Alex Lomax if you do not have him. As good as it was, John, and as much growth as they showed in yep. winning without him, going to be real tough to win at Houston if you don't have Alex Lomax.
You know, it was crazy because after the game, man, it was
and
on.
And he's in a boot.
It was on ESPN, which is another great sort of feather in your cap.
I said it to my wife. I said, this one's on the big show.
So being that it was on ESPN, like I was really hoping and searching for, you know, some sort of comments, right? Like, wow, what a win. And so I went to ESPN broadcaster Dan Dockich's Twitter account to see what he was saying about this big showcase on ESPN, but he was gone. He wasn't there. Like, I was like, Dan, I mean, this is one of the biggest wins for Memphis in a long time, and you're not even on Twitter to celebrate. It was such a shame, really, that he missed all of that because it was a moment of that deserves some rejoicing in my mind. And Dan wasn't even there. He disappeared. It was such a shame, really.
Did we not find out, though, has this not changed the sort of narrative a little bit that Dan took himself off? What, did he go to church and took himself off Twitter?
He did take himself off. which is ironic for a guy whose Twitter bio says, again, sack up, that he could not take the heat.
Well, it's unfortunate that you felt like you needed any sort of recognition or acknowledgement.
Well, I just
from
thought
Dan
because he was an
Dockage,
ESPN
because I'm telling you right now,
family.
He wasn't going to give it to you.
He was a member of the
he'll
family.
Wait again, he'll wait again until Sunday or when down in Houston or whatever. He'll wait to strike. That's sort of how Dan does it. Let's not sully this, John, with talk of Dan Dockage.
Oh, no. Let's not do that. I certainly would never want to do that. Memphis continues to win.
Can they win
at
Houston without Alex Lomax?
No, they can't. That is the truth. I was hoping we could totally avoid that conversation because I do not believe they can do what they need to do without Alex Lomax. Boogie's playing great. DeAndre Williams is doing everything he needs to do.
If you got everybody, if you got five guys double figures like you had against Cincy,
but it's just
so they win at Houston without Alex Lomax.
There's a lot that goes into that. I mean, you're playing an 8-man rotation in a 500 basketball team.
Nesbitt even got put out there for a hot minute.
Penny gonna play 10. If he got to play Connor Glennon, he gonna get to 10. All right. If he's got to pull Mardrakus Wade off that bench for a graduate assistant, he gonna get 10. It don't matter. Houston, you tell me Memphis has five scorers in double figures. Oh, yeah, they win the game at Houston, but they won't have five scores in double figures without Alex Lomax out there directing traffic. I mean, he is just the guy when the going gets tough, you know, who you put in there to say, fix it. And without him, now listen, that's 6 days away, but I mean, look, he's in a boot. His season's probably over. Wouldn't you guess?
I hope maybe
he can come back for the conference tournament.
I think that's what they're hoping is they keep him in that boot until then, and you just hope you just take your chances against Houston without him.
You don't go in a boot.
The rest gets him there.
You don't go in a boot and come back in 5 days, right? I mean, that's just even
not
Ja.
Not even when they're used typically of being overly cautious.
Even Ja came back early. Now we don't know what the extent of the injury is, right? But even Ja came back early, and that was 3 weeks.
A little less.
Yeah. So I mean, that would still be.
Your
longer.
Conference tournament is next week. You don't have the time that John Morant had.
So
if it's that level of anxiety.
I hate to we're celebrating a great win and a great moment for this program because it is. Like, I think I compare beating Cincinnati to the Grizzlies beating the Clippers. Like, it just feels good.
Well, that's the only thing. Winning, John, that's all it's done is made the next game bigger. And that's so that's as much as good of a win that is, that part of what Memphis is doing is the next one because you're continuing to win. And now the reality is you're going to have to do it without Alex Lomax, certainly against South Florida on Tuesday. And it sounds like if Dandridge gave us any indication, it'll at least be through Houston as well.
Yes.
Hopefully for Memphis, because again, for those that didn't know or didn't read the news, out because he hurt his ankle in practice on Saturday. Hopefully for Memphis, it's a deal where you can get Alex in some sort of capacity by Thursday? The Thursday or Friday that Memphis would be playing in conference tournament.
That's the earliest.
The week of. And so you'll get him off the floor for a little bit. But again, not knowing to what degree the ankle is injured, it's hard to say.
Yep.
It does sound like it's going to be tough for him to get back in the regular season, though.
Yep.
If it's any indication of what those players are saying.
But, look, Memphis is going to have a meaningful game on Sunday on CBS. And I'm going to be honest with you. As a fan, as a Memphian, right, that is all you can ever ask for, is to have meaningful March basketball. It's not the tournament, but it feels like a win-and-end situation to me. I don't know where you are on it, but it feels like a win-and-end situation. Now, as long as you don't embarrass yourself in the AAC tournament. But if you beat Houston on Sunday on CBS at their place.
With no Lomax?
I think you're in.
I'm going to tell you this right now, and I'm assuming Lomax isn't playing that game. But because DeAndre Williams is so weird and unorthodox with it, he's hard to plan for, you know what I'm saying? Like, he's already older than all the other guys out there. And I'm just saying, if you could get him leading again, like he sort of did against Cincy. I mean, again, it's not just what he's doing from he had 10 assists yesterday. I mean, he's all over the floor.
They are not
but
even
in this.
But he
also is setting a tone.
He is.
You see, with
yes,
his play, like they get behind him. And if this is why I go back to Houston's great at prep. And Lord knows what you got a week off.
Yep.
With this thing where
I
you're not going to play.
Time.
I mean, it's unbelievable.
It's like giving Nick Saban 2 weeks.
We haven't even gotten into that. But our callers told us last week, nobody want to cry about this. You've already got it in front of you, and you may as well do it. But so we know, to get back to the point, they'll be well prepped. But it's hard to prepare for DeAndre Williams, and especially, John, if he's getting contributions from others. if it's not a deal where you can just collapse everything on DeAndre, right, and you shut a team down, if it's four other guys in double figures like it was for Memphis against Cincinnati, hey, it can be more than that. John, I mean, DJ Jeffries, let's be real here. He's capable of being in double figures as well.
Very
like
true.
You have enough around DeAndre, even without Alex Lomax, and I'm not trying to tell you that this you ain't, you know, you're not going to be an underdog. You absolutely will. You'll be a big one. But because of how the way DeAndre Williams plays, because of the energy he brings to it, because of the leader he's clearly become organically, I just wonder if it gives you a shot. If everybody else is high level, I think you do have a leader in DeAndre Williams that's tough to prepare for because he's so dang unorthodox.
Yep.
And if he's on the floor for Memphis and not in foul trouble,
yep.
Dude, you don't want to play him. He's the kind of guy you want on your squad. You don't want it to go against.
Well, so like to your point,
he's always in your face. He's always, you know, especially if things going well, whatever. Is the energy's still there? If they're down, yep. like Williams has become a huge part of this team.
Now,
they're obviously a different team with him comfortable and leading in there in the middle than they were.
I think the idea that you had to infuse that leadership now, from somebody else's program rather than cultivate it yourself is a little bit of an indictment. But he has been that. He has been that. They lose at Tulane without DeAndre Williams. They lose February 6th against East Carolina without DeAndre Williams. And they very well could lose yesterday or might have lost without DeAndre. Well, they do lose without DeAndre Williams yesterday.
Man, 10 points, 10 assists, 7 rebounds.
And those are just off the top of my head. You know, I mean, there are probably some other games there where he was awesome and they lose without him. So he
had a big three against East Carolina.
He has probably been as important as anybody else on this Memphis roster. He does all the small things like you mentioned. And if you watch Memphis basketball.
Just in gathering guys, talking to them, keeping them up. It's not just the numbers in the
box
score.
He's a guy that you absolutely, you have to convince him to come back for another season. Like, he's going to be 25, whatever. You need him back next year because without him, you know, and then we'll see what happens with everybody else on the roster. You know, you could be looking at some holes to fill.
The thing is that early on, and again, you know, I'm looking past South Florida. Penny DeAndre did tell you first, don't do that. But early, you know, that Houston team, they love to double down on those bigs, right, and make your guards beat them. And you figure you're going to see a lot of that with Moose and DeAndre early. It will be so impaired. If Memphis could just hit a couple early shots to loosen things up, man, I'm not convinced that you can't run with the way they're playing and how good they are defensively. You know you're going to have a rock fight. Both these teams, two of the top teams in the country defensively. If Memphis could hit some shots early on, loosen it up for a DeAndre inside, I think it'd give you a chance right in that game. But it's only because of the way they're playing, and it's only because of the high level that DeAndre Williams is playing at.
All right, when we come back, we got some respect burgers that we are going to hand out. We will do that all around the world of sports. That's coming up next. Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Soon, you're going to be able to parlay your listening to 92.9 into straight cash. Keep listening to Win the Cash. It's the hourly parlay payday on 92.9 FM ESPN. Parlay your listening into straight cash. $1,000 an hour. Tune all your radios to 92.9 FM ESPN on radio.com.
What's in store this week at Staples?
A big deal on ink. That's kind of a big deal.
Staples has the technology, furniture, and supplies you need for a totally productive workspace.
And right now, you can earn 25% back in Staples rewards when you spend $75 on ink or $175 on toner.
Shop in store or get same day delivery powered by Instacart.
Ends 3/6/21. Limit 4 in store and on Instacart only. Visit staplesconnect.com/ink rewards for details. Instacart delivery subject to availability. Additional fees may apply.
Mom, I'm hungry. Popcorn?
We should live stream this.
Already am. With this new plan from Walmart Family Mobile, I get 40 gigabytes of high-speed data for under $40 a month. It's a limited-time deal. Ooh, watch out, loose ball!
Whoa!
That's double the data with no contract or surprise fees. Yay, buzzer beater! All powered by T-Mobile's nationwide network. Makes me feel like I'm a step ahead. Available at Walmart. Double data ends July 31st, 2021. Hotspot does not double. See terms at myfamilymobile.com. Walmart Family Mobile.
Tonight on the all-new season of The Voice.
I may be nice, but I'm playing to win.
Nick Jonas, can you believe what Kelly just said?
I can't, John Legend. We've got to stop her.
But how, my faithful sidekick?
Sidekick?
Meanwhile, deep in the Himalayas,
must find enlightenment.
Will Kelly win it all? Can John and Nick form a plan? Why is Blake in the mountains?
This was all Kelly's idea.
Coxman!
Uh-oh.
Find out on the all-new season of The Voice, tonight on NBC.
Spring is around the corner. That means the sounds of air conditioners cranking up will be in the air soon. Hi, this is Lauren Choate with Choate's Air Conditioning, Heating, and Plumbing. This month only, receive $1,000 off the purchase of a new Carrier AC unit. No gimmicks. Just $1,000 off for the Choate's Early Bird Carrier AC Special. If your AC is in good shape, call us to get your $60 20-point AC tune-up to get your AC cleaned and ready for the warm seasons ahead. Choate's is here for all your cooling, heating, plumbing, air duct cleaning, and commercial needs. Call us today at 347-8086 to take advantage of these Early Bird Specials. Or to schedule online, visit ChoateshVAC.com. So turn to the experts with Choate's. And remember, let our family serve your family.
UFC 259 is this weekend, and DraftKings Sportsbook, the official sports betting partner of UFC, is putting you in the center of the title fight. Pick either main event fighter to land a punch during this weekend's UFC 259 bout, and DraftKings Sportsbook will give you 100-1 odds. Just bet $1 on either fighter to land a punch, and if that happens, you'll cash $100. Don't worry if MMA isn't for you. DraftKings Sportsbook offers great odds and promotions on basketball, hockey, and so much more. Download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code WMFS when you sign up to turn $1 into $100 if either main event fighter lands a punch on Saturday. That's code WMFS. For a limited time, only at DraftKings Sportsbook.
Must be 21 or older. Tennessee only. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call or text the Tennessee Red Line. 1-800-889-9789.
Now, back to the Jason and John Show. Jason Smith and John Martin, with all guests appearing on the BetQL phone line. Bet smarter and beat the books. Download the BetQL app today or visit BetQL.com. Jason Smith and John Martin on 92.9 FM ESPN, Memphis's sports station.
Monday is the day I like to get in the kitchen, like I used to do back at the old Memphis Country Club. Put together some 7-8 ounce burgers, some big ones. And we'll cook them all out and get them out. Let's do some respect burgers. It's time.
Now, it's time for the Jason and John Show, Respect Burgers. R-E-S-E-C-T, find out what it means to me. Sizzling Respect Burgers, served hot and fresh from Jason and John.
You got to respect what the Memphis Grizzlies did last night. In particular, I want to cook up some burgers for the bench. Got me, John?
I got you.
This respect. Burger's a fat one, the fattest. Let's make it a triple stack.
Oh, wow.
Actually, we can make it a, what would it be? What's five? Quintuple stack?
Do we get bacon on that thing?
We'll put bacon on it, and I'm speaking specifically bacon bites of it, all of it, for Justice Winslow, Brandon Clark, De'Anthony Melton, Tyus Jones. Yeah. Even Gorgie Jang was in double figures. Memphis's bench last night in a 133-84 win over Houston last night scored 85 points. They outscored the entire Houston team by themselves. Justice Winslow looked the best we've seen him. Would you all agree?
Yes.
20
yes.
points,
yes.
8 of 12 after the game. And, Brad, I don't know if maybe sometime during this thing, maybe you can pull up what he was saying afterwards. I should have asked you beforehand. I apologize to put you on the spot like that. He was saying after the game with Rob, the great Rob Fisher we had on Friday, how much he just appreciated being here. And I think that a guy who's clearly tried to endear himself to Memphis fans, well, how do you do that when you're not playing? Saw him a couple of weeks come out.
That's right.
Talk and kind of say, hey, I'm going to be there. But clearly that was something that was on his heart. Clearly that was something that was pressing on him. And then after last night's game, 20 points, talking to Rob Fisher afterwards, just talked about how grateful he was for the patience in particular that this franchise has shown. And look, even guys like me, I was like, man, I don't get it. How much longer are we going to have to wait on Justice Winslow? Here's him after the game, I believe with Rob Fisher, if we've got the audio.
Trying to get this rolling, get this rhythm going, get this connection going, but it's going well right now.
You're looking more comfortable every night.
That's not the one. Is that the one?
This is it. This is it.
All right, they cut it off on that clip. I need to find a good one.
It's okay. It's okay. I pretty much summed it up. Said after the game, he appreciated the trade, appreciated being here, but I hit on the key, how much patience this franchise has shown in letting him get healthy. First, Brandon Clark, 16 points, 12 rebounds last night. I think had a double-double by halftime. And again, this one was just about over by halftime. De'Anthony Melton was good again. Good to see him sort of get back into the scores column.
Yep.
He'd sort of become that last guy, sort of the victory cigar of late, we've been calling him. 14 points, three rebounds, five assists, four steals, doing what he does, which is a little bit of everything. Tyus Jones, again, good, 13 points. Double figures in four of his last five after going five straight without reaching double figures. So it's been good to see him get back involved. Offensively, and we mentioned Gorgui Dieng, 12 points, added three rebounds. A fantastic bench effort. You're not going to get a better one from the Grizzlies bench. Burger for them and what they did over that win over a just dilapidated Houston
now,
bunch right now.
I'm doing a little bit of sleuthing here. What in the hell is going on between, I don't know, is this Ja's mom?
I've had people text me about it. People have tweeted me about it now.
Yeah, and Brevin Knight. A miniature sort of Twitter thing has broken out between those. Now, I don't know what was said.
Exactly.
I'll just read from it. Jamie Morant tweeted Brevin and said, "You're right. There's a big difference between the point guard from last year and this year. Two different players for sure. Different generations, and better yet, my child is going to speak up. Speak about the refs and the obvious no calls toward our team versus other teams." And Brevin said, "Miss Morant, you took my comment in the wrong way. I mean, we had quiet point guard in Mike Conley who didn't show his emotion towards calls, and now we have Ja who shows his emotions, which is great. It wasn't a knock at all, just pointing out the difference. It was a running theme for Mike."
Good response.
Jamie said, I took your comment how you said it, but I'm going to roll with what you're saying. Have a great night." And Ja got involved, and Ja said, "Praise you when you're up, bash you when you're down. We know this, Ma. We always good." Now, Brevin is not going to be the guy, right, shots on the broadcast. I mean, it might have been interpreted as that or a slight or whatever, but I can promise you it was certainly not intended to be, knowing Brevin as well as we do.
My thing is right now Ja is in the midst of a process where he's trying to get the call. You figure the superstar at some point is going to get the call. He's not getting that right now. And Ja, yes, unlike Mike Conley, he's boisterous about it. He'll let you know. And I think it's part of his process, and it's something he needs to do. Mike went on forever and ever, and I realize it's the classy way to do it. You never get a tech or whatever. But look, he didn't get the benefit of the doubt. I'm telling you, till 10th, 11th year. Could he have had it much sooner if he had been in some rep? Possibly. And don't you in the NBA? Everybody else is doing it. And so if you can get in a ref's mind that, look, you know, you got. I'm not getting the benefit of the doubt here. Why wouldn't you take that advantage? Every other player in the NBA is doing it at this point. You're probably falling behind if you're not, right? And so it is different in that aspect. I don't think it's being critical of Ja at all. I think it's a process for him in terms of commanding that respect for referees. I think he should be vocal about it.
Yep.
You guys agree? I mean, y'all have a problem with.
I think Ja is.
I'll end it with this. So I want to hear what you said. Yeah. I don't think Ja is whining like some have said. Luka, like we've seen people writing about Luka, and it's after every. I don't think Ja's whining. I don't get that sense. Ja's trying to get his respect from these refs.
It's true in life. It's true in the NBA. The nice guys finish last. Just true.
Mike Conley still ain't made an All-Star game. 100%. Just to that point, though.
I mean, I don't
know. Not dogging Mike as the way he's played the game. But what's that?
He wasn't as good as Ja Morant, though.
No, he was not. But I mean, there were years there where you felt like he at least deserved some consideration.
Just to his point about nice guys finishing last.
No, I think that's true. I do think, and this is a bad take. You guys probably won't like this take. This is an old fart take. I think he needs to get off the internet until he gets a few years under his belt, and then you can start getting on social media like LeBron. I think he needs to not worry about this stuff and focus on the game. You know,
I'll say this. What motivates him? I can't pick and choose. Like the things that we sit up here and we say it's dumb that Tom Brady thinks that, you know, what was it, John, 2 years ago? That Tom Brady thinks that people have written off him and the Patriots.
Yep.
And we're like, what, how could people have done that?
Yeah.
Tom Brady's still on the team. But that's what motivates him. There is something to be said. You're right. You can't get overwhelmed by it. You can't let it. You can't be so thin-skinned that the dude, you know, that says something from 4th Street that
right.
ain't ever.
Some dude is living in his mom's basement.
That gets in your head. Yeah. Surely that, yes.
But if you're looking for motivation on there, like the guy that sort of fired him up, what was it, last year, said, oh, I don't see the same fire, that can work for the best. And so I don't care what the motivation is. Something's clearly off with him right now offensively. But again, we're talking about a dude who ain't a finished product. This is a process. This dude's in year two. And right now he can't buy a three-pointer. I wonder how much of that is in his head too. That combined with you ain't getting calls like you think he should. Ja is going through the process right now of development. And look, it's going to have some nights where it's down. And we say, well, what's wrong with him? But I don't think anything's wrong with him. I think this is a process.
Yeah,
him commanding his respect is part of that.
It is. I'd
rather have him doing that than with all due respect, than the Mike Conley approach.
You can't just
wait for your respect.
Because it won't come.
But sometimes they'll just keep taking advantage
Same
of you, John.
Mark never.
It's like not asking
Mark
for the
no
raise.
Call Gasol because Mark's such a nice guy.
It's like not asking for the raise at work. You just hope that the boss, right, is going to see. But in these tough times, a lot of times, if they can get you for the money you're on, brother, they're going to ride it out for 20 years. If you don't go in there and ask for it, at least give it a shot. A lot of times, you don't shake that tree, there's a chance you're never going to get that raise. That's just the way it works in business, and a lot of and especially with the way we've cut back. And so, if you're not asking for that call, right, they're fine. Oh, he's good. He ain't going to bother me, so I'll just call. He's not going to be in my face.
Yep.
Then that's going to be the way it goes, and it's been the way it's been for Mike Conley all year long. Go get your respect, Ja. And if you got to get it, be a little loud to do it, I'm all for it.
Yep.
So respect Berger, though, for the Grizzlies bench at a time still where Ja Morant's struggling offensively, didn't need him in a blowout of the Houston Rockets.
Respect. Next.
I sort of gave this away a little bit early.
Don't do it, man. We've already done it once. Or twice or four times. How many times we got to do this, man?
No. It's not who you think.
Okay.
I'm going back to the Tigers game now, and I'm giving it specifically to a team that needed a leader with A-Lo out. It was sort of our theme of the open. So you've heard a lot of this already, but DeAndre Williams.
Respect.
He's wild, a little bit unpredictable, but in a good way. And with
That's
Lomax
right.
out, like we said, he became the playmaker, had 10 assists to go with the 10 points, the 7 rebounds. Again, Penny talking about even afterwards how much of a gut punch it was Saturday to lose A-Lo. Your head coach
yep.
is discouraged going into the game against Cincinnati. I've had some people already that have come at me since the open and said, man, y'all make Alex Lomax out like he is just the end-all, be-all. And it's not the case. And it's a good thing that this team was able to win without him. Alex has been up and down all year long. But on a team that has needed leaders to step up, Alex has done it at times, and DeAndre Williams we're finding is clearly suited for that role. Whether it's, again, pulling a teammate up, right, getting over to him, whatever else, the energy level, having fun with the bench guys, using the joggles after he makes a good pass, they get behind DeAndre Williams. Part of it probably because he's that older guy, but they absolutely needed a leader on Sunday against Cincinnati, and DeAndre Williams was there for it. He absolutely deserved a respect burger. Among you, I get a little bite off that burger as
okay,
well.
Okay, thank you, because he's playing some really good basketball.
But I thought DeAndre – if you had to pick an MVP of this team, who is it?
I mean, would it be
DeAndre Williams?
It would have to be DeAndre Williams because of everything I just laid out in the open.
Then he deserves a respect burger.
Yeah, because, yeah. I mean, he's the guy who, when I think about those games, who saved them, right, who got them off the mat, it was DeAndre Williams. Yes, Landers only makes shots. Lester Quinones does a lot of everything. But DeAndre is the guy who, as you mentioned, that's who people respond to on this team. You know, he's the guy who's setting screens. He's the guy who's directing traffic. He's the guy who's getting rebounds. He's the guy who's taking charges. Like, he's doing pretty much everything out there, and that's why I would say he deserves that moniker there of MVP.
And somebody's always got to say, look, we can't look past South Florida to get to the next one. Leaders usually do that. That's what DeAndre Williams was saying after the game. Respect for DeAndre. Respect to the Tigers for a good road effort. Quad 2 win up at Cincy over the weekend. Needed that one to get to South Florida. They get bigger the more you win. That said, Tigers probably going to have to do it the rest of the way without Alex Lomax. At least regular season, we'll see as news develops on Lomax whether that extends into the postseason or not. Respect burger for DeAndre. I got another one. It's for the – you know, last week I gave one to Brooklyn because of how hot they'd been.
That's right.
And how at a time it's sort of all coming together for Brooklyn, even when it's just Harden, they're typically playing. I got one, too, for the Phoenix Suns.
Respect.
Brother. Knock me over with a feather.
I've been wanting to give this to them for years, as
yes,
you know,
you
John.
But the first day of the show you did this.
And you'd look at who they beat last night and you'd say, Jason, well,
why are you giving it to him? 118.99 over the hapless Minnesota Timberwolves. Recently named All-Star Devin Booker, who should have been an All-Star off top. Love what Chris Paul's done, but he should have been in there for Chris Paul. Had 43, 21 of them in the third last night. Do you realize that wraps up a 12-3 month of February for the Phoenix Suns, who are at 22-11, enter March as a top four seed for the first time since 2008? Hell, that was back about around the time Memphis was winning at Cincinnati. Wasn't John's funny how those two things are sort of similar on the a similar time span there? They're fourth, three games ahead of fifth place. San Antonio's in fifth in the West. Phoenix has separated itself as a top four seed this year, led the NBA in field goal percentage in the month of February. Check this out, too. Do you think it's just an offensive thing and just Devin Booker and Chris Paul coming over and getting the ball to DeAndre Ayton and those guys? They're number eight in offense. You're right about how good they are offensively. They're also number six in defensive rating. Phoenix Suns have arrived. And they not just arrived, have arrived as a top four seed. Give them a respect burger. Now, I had some buddies, I had some friends, some listeners want me to give respect burgers to the Knicks.
Yep.
If you're watching, the Knicks are playing real well, and it's not time yet. You're just over 500. Yes, Julius Randle's an all-star. You're playing well, but y'all ain't done nothing yet.
Yep.
You haven't done it. You haven't done anything yet. Let's see a little bit more from your New York Knicks. Tibbs is doing a fantastic job with the Knicks. Love the addition of Derrick Rose, but the Knicks got more to do. You better be in the playoffs this year as bad as that East has been.
Yes.
Oh,
yes.
But there's my selection of respect burgers for the
Yeah, I've had a lot of opportunities and a lot of different choices as to who to give the salty fries to. But I am going to give the salty fries to some breaking news here. J.J. Watt has decided on a team, and I will tell you it is the most random team in history.
Oh, are you going to reveal it now?
Well, he's getting the salty fries, Brad. Oh, okay. I mean, I can't just not hand out the salty fries. J.J. Watt is signing with the Arizona Cardinals. Why? I have no idea. But he is.
That's where his old teammate's at. Right? The receiver?
Hopkins,
yes.
Got Hopkins there.
Yes.
Likes what they're doing.
I don't know. I mean, because they're not – I thought the idea was he was going to sign with a contender. That's what I thought.
Right.
That is not a contender.
Are they even ready to win the division?
No, not as long as Russell Wilson is with the Seahawks, right?
Correct.
And you got the Rams with Stafford. They're not going. I mean, you're playing for second. I mean, you're playing for second.
I'd probably even give the Rams the nod with Stafford now, but yeah, with probably, that defense
yeah,
over Russell,
would.
Those guys.
You probably would. I mean, they gave him a lot of money.
Not to mention Garoppolo will be back too, right? Or if they don't make a move at quarterback.
Yeah.
Once San Francisco's healthy again,
you could be
get Bosa back. Like, that division was crazy last year. But once you've got a healthy San Fran back, it'll be even crazier in terms of competitors in that division.
Yeah, I mean, yeah.
I don't get it.
Chandler Jones and DJ Watt.
It feels like a money move, John.
They gave him $31 million over two.
Feels like a money move to me.
Yep, 2 years, $31 million with $23 million of that guaranteed.
Doesn't he have to max out on that now, on the money now?
I agree. I mean, because JJ's not the same guy. I mean, he still can be good. If he has and look, Chandler Jones, I think he was out last year, if I'm not mistaken.
Your boy that you impressed me with his number of sacks.
But yeah,
how effective he still is, Chandler Jones.
Yeah, Chandler Jones is a stud when he is healthy. He was the sack leader in 2019 or one of those years. Maybe it was 2017, but he had 19 sacks in 2019. Jason, he's absolutely a terror. Him and J.J. Watt does make for a formidable defensive line, but I mean, they got a long way to go in that franchise there. So, anyway, that is who's getting the salty fries today, J.J. Watt. Who does that change anything? Do they have any additional wins now because J.J. Watt signed? Is he worth a win?
He probably might be worth a win. I mean, J.J., I'd put him in the middle now and just try to get push and have Jones on the edge. You know, because, again, he's getting long in the tooth now. So if it's just get some push up that middle, he can still be that guy. But I just don't think that he changes. He doesn't put you on top of the West, much less push you closer to a Super Bowl. You still got a lot to deal with just in your own division. I'm not sure he puts you over the top. I certainly still wouldn't pick them as a division winner.
Yep. Anyway, those are the Monday, March 1st edition.
I got Kontar and Sam Allen telling me it's the time for the Knicks. Y'all 18-17. Y'all still cooking. Keep cooking,
bro.
And let's see what you do down the road. See, I gave a respect burger to Brooklyn. They're a championship caliber team.
Phoenix is a top four seed in the West. That's who's getting respect burgers right now. Grizz bench scored 85. Knicks, y'all 18 and 17. You get a little ahead of yourselves.
Knicks
you
fans
got more
don't know
work
how
to
act.
Do. Well, that's because they're fourth place in the East. Yeah, they ain't been here in years. They're going crazy. They're like, going crazy.
This dude, Brandon Tierney, who I don't, he's on CBS Sports Radio. He said this weekend.
They are sort of becoming a lock against bad teams, though.
He said this weekend.
Because of Tibbs.
He asked on Twitter, if peak Julius Randle, which is what we're seeing right now, he's having the best year of his career.
Dude's a beast.
Is better than Chris Bosh. That's how Knicks fans are acting right now. Like, they have one semi-decent year, and now they're asking if Julius Randle is better than Chris Bosh.
I saw some Julius Randle for MVP talk. These folks one game over 500.
Man, these folks.
Now, Julius Randle is good, though, John.
He is good, but Chris Bosh is a Hall of Famer.
Okay, yeah. What? Chris Bosh is a.
Yes.
Because of the championships he's on.
Man, Chris, people do not respect Chris Bosh, man. It's amazing.
It doesn't sound like you respect 24 and 11
Chris
from
Bosh,
Julius Randle.
Chris Bosh was an 11-time All-Star.
And how many 24 and 11 seasons he has? Quite well, you know, what, four or five of type years?
Okay, but can we also acknowledge that the game was a lot different back then? I mean, this dude was putting up double-doubles every single year. I mean, let's see. Basically, since his third year in the league, he averaged 22 and 9, 22 and 10, 22 and 9.
Yeah, 5 years where he averaged about 22.
24 and 11.
And then he got to 24.
And then he got with the Heat, and yes, his production went down, but he was still averaging 18 and 9, 19 and 9.
That's what will happen if you ever give Julius Randle something to work with over there, is that eventually his will go down too because you'll be getting more from other guys.
This is Julius Randle's best year ever.
I mean, it's not, you know. Again, I just don't think it's massive disrespect
year.
To put him in the same sentence.
Bro, has Julius Randle ever made an All-Star game?
This year, right?
Okay, besides this year.
I get it. I mean, dude, I get it. But again, the Knicks have been at the bottom of the East forever. They haven't deserved to have an All-Star no matter what you're scoring or whatever else. He's earned it this year. Like, they're becoming a lock against bad teams. They're not ready for the upper echelon yet.
If you're good enough, it doesn't matter what your record is.
What they've gotten good at is beating the teams they're supposed to beat. The Knicks, you couldn't even count on them for that. You couldn't even count on them for that in the past, even before Tibbs.
Knicks fans
Phil didn't care.
Knicks fans need to sit down.
Now, that part of it is true. Like, hold your horses. It's a process, y'all.
The Knicks are even
worse. But you understand it because they've been down so long. They've been beat up so long.
But see, y'all give me stuff for the Raiders every day on this show. And the Knicks are worse than the Raiders.
But we don't talk about the Knicks at all.
Well, that's true.
And you bring up the Raiders once every 3 hours.
Yeah, but when we do talk about the Knicks, you want to sit here and say that Julius Randle is anywhere close to
like
Chris
Bosh. Like, you want to waste Keyshawn Johnson's time by asking him a Raiders question.
I'm not going to ask him a Raiders question.
Good.
You cannot
waste a man like that's time.
I don't want to hear his
take
on the
Raiders. His time is money, John. And he got you don't want to hear his take on the Raiders?
No, I don't. I have very bad memories of Keyshawn Johnson. He was part of that Tampa Bay team that beat him in the Super Bowl. Okay? So, anyway, Julius Randle, Hakeem Olajuwon.
Just keep on working, Knicks. Y'all get a respect
Patrick,
burger a little
I mean,
bit.
Would you say,
keep on working, Kondo.
Would you say Julius is as good as Patrick Ewing now? He's,
man, stop,
yes,
fool.
Yes. I mean, look at the numbers, right?
Have some respect.
Did Patrick Ewing ever do this?
Have some respect. This dude's good, though. Have some respect for Julius Randle.
Anyway,
he's an all-star.
Respect. That's the March 1st edition of the Respect Burgers.
Disrespect burger for Kelvin Sampson.
Yep.
Slap you upside the head with it.
That's right. We will come back. We may get into that. Dan Dockage saga. Houston High School basketball.
Houston basketball. What's happening over there?
That's the Wojnarowski
I'm going to look to Brad Carson
for
that scoop.
We got Adrian Wojnarowski of Houston High School basketball over here. Did you see him?
Dropping bombs. Got sources.
Man. We'll get into all of that a little bit later in the show. Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Listen to 92.9 on your smart speakers. Just say play 92.9 ESPN. Powered by Dell Technologies. Call 877-ASK-DELL. This is WMFS-FM and HD1 Bartlett. WMFS Memphis, a radio.com sports station.
Any credit card can offer cash back, but only Discover matches all the cash back you've earned at the end of your first year. It's like getting one of those birthday cards that's shaped like cash, so you already know there's cash inside before opening it. But in this case, it's stuffed with your first year cash back match, and you don't even have to send a thank you note. Cash back match. Only by Discover Card. Learn more at discover.com/match. Discover. something brighter.
Memphis is known for its barbecue, but only one Memphis area restaurant actually serves world championship barbecue, and this is Gary Parrish reminding you that it's Memphis Barbecue Company, which is owned by Melissa Cookston, who is an 8-time world champion and the first woman ever inducted into the Barbecue Hall of Fame. So yeah, the barbecue is great, but did you realize Memphis Barbecue Company is way more than just barbecue? They have a full menu for everybody to enjoy. Fried catfish, grilled salmon or chicken, and the best smoked wings around. You can see the menu online and even make a pickup order at memphisbbqco.com. That's memphisbbqco.com.
Looking for fine jewelry for that special occasion? Look no further than James Gaddis Jewelers. Hi, this is Jay Gaddis, and for over 60 years, my family has been here for Memphians on every occasion. Specializing in engagement, bridal, and custom design, we are here to make your dreams come true. Depend on us for birthdays, anniversaries, Valentine's, or any day in need of a smile. We have an extensive selection of gemstone, diamond, and pearl jewelry, watches, and designer pieces. Shop local at Poplar near Mendenhall in the heart of East Memphis. James Gaddis Jewelers, your family's jeweler.
It's time, Memphis. Tune into Fox Sports Southeast and watch your Next Gen Grizzlies Tuesday, March 2nd at 6 p.m. when they take on the Washington Wizards. Presented by FanDuel Sportsbook. Fans will want to tune in early at 5:30 p.m. to catch Grizzlies Live, presented by Ford and your Mid-South Ford dealers, featuring Pete Pranica, Brevin Knight, Rob Fisher, and Chris Vernon. Check local listings and grizzlies.com for the channel guide.
Love getting prices that are lower than low on food that's fresher than fresh? Then shop at Kroger. We give you more ways to save on the fresh you love with tools like the Kroger app, where you can find personalized coupons on top of weekly sales, giving you prices that are lower than the everyday low. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Get more ways to save at the buy five or more, save $1 each sale. Just buy five or more participating items and save $1 each with card. Kroger, fresh for everyone. The